Hello, and welcome to the first Ideas for Impact podcast brought to you by RightAttitudes.com. In this podcast, we will discuss the importance of perspective and understanding the big picture in our jobs. We will also discuss how you could develop perspective. But first, I would like to briefly introduce myself. My name is Nagesh Beludi. I am from Bangalore, India. I went to graduate school in Michigan. I currently live in Indianapolis, where I serve as an engineering program manager at a large multinational company that produces capital goods. My mission in life is to help people become more effective through positive change in behavior. I try to realize my mission in three ways. Firstly, I conduct seminars and workshops in colleges and companies. Secondly, I coach people on a variety of topics: how to work more efficiently in teams, how to become effective managers, how to become more successful and happy in our personal and professional lives. Thirdly, I write articles on personal effectiveness on my blog at rightattitudes.com. I will use this medium of podcasts to supplement my articles on rightattitudes.com. I have had the great fortune of meeting and working with many effective and accomplished people. It seems to me that, objectively, these people are no smarter than you and I. Yet, they seem to be far ahead of us in the path to success and happiness. I have observed these people very closely and have discerned what qualities, what traits set them apart. I have concluded that the successful people are indeed different from the rest of us. I have deduced that these successful and happy people excel at doing certain things that most of us might never figure out. For the most part, my writing and podcasts are a distillation of my observations. The attitudes and habits I will talk about are not complex or mysterious. Everything that I will discuss may sound trite and commonplace. My articles and podcasts are about simple ideas, about ideas that we already know, ideas that we rarely implement in our lives because we tend to lack the discipline to implement these simple ideas. I hope that our discussions will serve as a reminder of these key principles. My objective is really not to instruct you. Rather, my objective is to remind you of the simple truths to personal effectiveness. With that as a background, let's talk about the importance of perspective, the topic of my podcast today. I'm going to begin by relating a parable from ancient India in which six blind men encounter an elephant for the first time. The six blind men were all excited about the elephant and decided to feel the elephant to learn what the elephant was like. The first blind man felt the tail of the elephant and declared that the elephant was like a rope. The second felt the leg and declared that the elephant was like the trunk of a tree. The third blind man felt the tummy of the elephant and declared that the elephant was like a rough wall, and so on. Soon, the six blind men started fighting with one another over the definition of an elephant. Let me ask you, which one of these men was right? Which one of these men was wrong? You will recognize that all of these men were right, yet all of these men were wrong. The problem is that each of these blind men was so focused on describing the elephant in terms of his own perceptions, his own observations, however limited they were because of the handicap of blindness. Thus, the six blind men, as a group, failed to develop a perspective of the entire elephant. They failed to see the big picture. This parable illustrates the importance of perspective or big picture. At college or at work, we are so engrossed in our everyday work, we are so busy doing things that we fail to devote time for deep thinking. For the most part, we get paid to think, not to do. We tend to concentrate on the finer details of our work. We tend to be so engrossed in writing our C++ program or working on chemical titrations that we forget that these tasks are part of a larger canvas. We fail to realize that our work is a small element of a large value addition process that makes money for our companies. It is an activity that helps our organizations serve the purpose of their very existence. If you are a materials engineer and your work involves testing the strength of a new alloy, you may not realize that your work is part of designing new turbine blades for large jet engines. If you are a software engineer, you may not realize that the small program that you are writing may be part of a software that enables users to trade stocks on their cell phones. We fail to realize that we are just a cog on a large wheel. Quite often, when I interview job candidates, I ask them why they did what they did. Most candidates do not answer this question intelligibly. Some candidates tell me, "I worked on this just because my boss asked me to." It is very clear that such people lack perspective, the big picture on their job. People who understand perspective do extremely well in their personal and professional lives. There have been many instances when I have hired people because those people demonstrated that they understood perspective. They understood the big picture on their jobs and their internships. Those candidates are now doing very well at their jobs and are successful in their careers. So how do you develop perspective? The key to understanding the broader aspects of your work is to make a special effort to learn more than what is in front of your face. In addition to understanding your boss's description of your task or a work procedure, I suggest that you ask why you need to do what you have been asked to do. I can think of three themes of questions you could ask. Theme number one, identify the purpose by asking, "What is the purpose of my project? Why am I doing this? What problem am I solving? What steps are involved? What is the flow of information, money, and materials?" Theme number two, identify how your project fits into your organization's goals. Ask, "How will my project add value to my organization? How will my project help my organization's goals and objectives? How does my organization make money from my work?" Theme number three, identify the customer and her needs. How is my project actually useful? Who is my customer? How will my project add value to my customer? What will my customer do with the product or the service that I am developing? Who is the end customer? What else can I do to help the customer? How can I add more value? When you understand the broader context of the jobs and embrace the big picture perspective, you will quickly grow professionally because in addition to your technical skills, your repertoire now includes a broader knowledge of the business, a deeper understanding of how your work fits in the context of your organization and your customers. You are able to see your work and others' work in a new light. You are able to see the entire elephant. This concludes the first Ideas for Impact podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this audio recording. I look forward to receiving your feedback and discussing ideas for future podcasts. For my listeners in India and elsewhere, a very happy Vijayadashami, Dasara, and Durga Puja festivals. In about 3 weeks, in my second podcast, we will discuss humility in the context of leadership. Until then, keep well and enjoy life. Thank you.